Sean in the morning, 50 degrees downtown, and it is time to talk Census 2020. Census 2020 is happening. Do you find that with more and more folks staying home, working from home, they're isolating, that perhaps that can have a positive effect on the number of people filling out their cards?
Well, we can only hope, since, you know, mail call, the process of however you're doing mail, some people are, you know, picking their stuff with gloves on and giving it a good wipe. Some people are just letting it sit in their decontaminating area for 24 hours and then going through it. However you're doing that, that may be the first thing that you see. There's a couple you can do it, but it's great. Right now, across the United States, we've got a 23% self-response rate. And we're not even saying, which is great. It's fabulous.
Is that good? So you look at that number, 23% on April 1st, and you're like, that's not bad. We're almost a quarter of the way there, and we haven't even officially reached April 1st.
Exactly. And so people are home. People know how many people are in their house.
Yeah.
And how many people are going to be there for a while? Because, you know, we've got this quarantine going on for a little bit, and you know how many people are in your house. You've had that discussion already. You know where the kids are going to be when. So being able to fill it out is going to be a little bit easier because you've had to have that discussion.
Yeah. What are some of the ways you do that? I mean, you get the card in the mail. That's one. But there are other ways to do it online.
Absolutely. And the card, you know, I was a little misinformed because I still haven't gotten a card. I feel very bereft that I didn't get a postcard.
What?
I've gotten two letters. I know. Right? Me? I didn't get a postcard.
Cat Long. Come on.
Don't you know who I am?
Biggest cheerleader for Census 2020 in this area. She needs one of these cards. All right, Kat. So what are some of the alternative ways that we can make sure that we're being counted for Kate County?
So my 2020census.gov is a website. That's what's on the letters. I've gotten two. And it gives you, if you get this piece of mail, it has your census ID number. So you can log on to my2020census.gov, put in your census ID number, fill out the questionnaire, complete it. It gives you you have completed the 2020 census. And I would love to see anybody post that, please. That's so amazing. And because you count. I mean, that's your proof that you count. It's like a receipt that you've counted for K County, for Ponca City, for Tonkawa, whatever community you're in. And you're done. That's it.
Okay.
If you don't have the letter that has your census ID on it, because the census ID is tied to your house, your geolocation, then log into my2020census.gov, and there's if you don't have your number link, and you click that, and you move through the process that way.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
If you completely don't want to do it online, you want to talk to a real human being, and this is where the fact that the census workers are not being trained right now, because due to an abundance of caution, they have canceled all of their training sessions until after April 1st to see what's going on.
So April 1st, April 1st, you're saying we're not going to see census workers approaching our front door?
Okay. No, you're not going to see them right now. And they're doing alternates for group housing. So there may be phone calls involved. Police people, if you see a phone number and you don't know who it is on April 1st, pick it up and say hello. Because group houses, so that would be our senior housing type things, our convalescent homes, colleges, group quarters, places where you possibly could be moved in your rooms. You don't have a residence where you receive mail. That's that phone call to find out how many people are actually in that group quarters. But there's also a phone number, and that's 844-330-2020. And that phone number, people can call and say, hey, I'd rather do this on the phone. And they can.
Oh, wow. Well, that sounds very convenient. Super easy. You can also, if you do it online, you say that our iPads are working pretty well with that?
Yes. Yes. iPads are working fine. But you're probably not going to be able to do it on your phone.
Oh.
I have heard people say, oh, I did it on my phone. I'm like, really? What kind of phone do you have?
Yeah.
And generally, it's something that's got either a higher data port, so you've got a lot more data control over what you have, or it's locked down in some way. That's kind of the trigger, because this information, they guard very closely. They don't want it out there.
Right.
And you have to understand that that's kind of the sacred mission of the census. They don't share their information. They don't share your information as an individual. They want it safeguarded.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons that phones were really not what they were looking for. They were looking for personal computers. So an iPad kind of fits that because it's got the safeguards on it.
Right.
And some of the phones do. So it just kind of depends on your phone and your plan.
Uh-huh.
Some people will say, hey, no problem, I did it. And then somebody else is going to go, well, I couldn't even get on the website. And that's the safeguards.
All right. Census 2020, very, very important.
And very important.
And it's time to take care of that. So look for that card, do it online, call that phone number, and we'll include that phone number on a post later on our Facebook page. Also on punkcitynow.com, look for that.
Absolutely. Okay. And if you're feeling a little competitive, Oklahoma response rate right now is 21.5. The national response rate is 23.6. Oh. Come on, people.
We got to bring
Let's
that
be number one.
Come on.
Yes.
We can
absolutely.
Do this.
Absolutely.
Got long. Census 2020. Thank you. And we'll be talking again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you, dear.
All right. That's Kat Long. Census 2020.